Hey everybody, this is Bijuan, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to the 16th edition of my 2016 Myth Audio Reviews. For this one, I will be reviewing the Australian teen musical, Emo the Musical, and as well as the documentary, Sunita. So let's get right into it. As I've stated in previous audio reviews that I've done in the past, I will be reading both the synopsis for both these films from the 2016 Myth Program Guide, so that way I don't screw them up and what they're about. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is Emo the Musical. And the plots for this one is, what happens when a brooding high school emo falls for a happy, God-loving Christian believer? Joining his new school's emo band, Worst Day Ever, Evan thinks he's finally found his place. But when the school's hope group decides to compete against Worst Day Ever in a band competition, there couldn't be a worse time for Evan and the Hope Group's kind-hearted singer, Trinity, to fall in love. Now, this film is actually the feature directing debut of Neil Triffitt. And this film is actually an expansion of a short film that he made a few years back. But I haven't seen the short film, so I can't really say how this sort of feature-length version of the short compares in comparison. But that being said, I have to say I had a great time watching Emo the Musical. Like, I am a big fan of musicals, so this film was pretty much already right up my alley when I first heard about it. And the fact that it's sort of an Australian film, and it as well as kind of set in high school, and a film where it's basically emos versus Christians, it was just the whole premise of it sounded really fun to me. And surprisingly enough, though, like, the film is a lot of fun, and it's really funny, and surprisingly, it has a great satirical edge to it as well, which adds layers to the film as well. And what I really like about it is that it kind of looks at sort of, like, when you kind of get an idea of basically emos versus Christians, you would think, like, the film's going to side with one side and then make fun of the other, but if anything, the film is very sort of even-handed. If anything, they kind of point out the hypocrisies of both sides and both the good and bad qualities of both. But it's really sort of the central love story between Emo Ethan, and as well as young Christian girl named Trinity. It's their kind of love story that provides the heart for the film, and if anything, they're kind of both in sort of have preconceived notions about each other, but as the film goes along, as they get to know each other more and kind of fall in love, it kind of sort of changes their viewpoint on a lot of things. And I think, and it, in a way, I guess Romeo and Juliet is definitely one of the big sort of key sort of inspirations of the film in terms of how it sort of approaches its story. But like I said, I think the young cast, all actors who I'm not quite familiar with, like, there are a couple of sort of actors here and there who I've seen in other things before, like Bridie Carter and Dylan Lewis. It's mainly sort of the young cast that provide all the great performances in the films. Like, everyone in this cast does a really good job, and particularly the two lead actors who played Ethan and Trinity, whose names I can't think of at the moment, are both great. Like, they really give really wonderful performances. And writer-director Neil Triffitt just does a great job at sort of finding the balance between humor and satire and a little bit of drama as well. And also he handles the sort of the film's musical moments, which kind of ranges from, you know, characters kind of bursting out at a moment and singing and dancing along, and as well these kind of band scenes as well. Like, the songs are all really well done. And there's one particular song in particular that's called, I'm not going to say what the title is, because you'll know which song I'm talking about once you see the film, is definitely the highlight of the film. Like, it's just a great little song, which I won't mention the title, because when you hear the title of the song in the film, you'll know exactly which one it is, so I won't spoil it that way. But yeah, I mean, Emo the Musical is just a lot of fun. I definitely can see this being a big hit when it gets released in Australia in cinemas. I'm not sure what the release date of this film is yet, because it actually made its world premiere at MIFF this year. So I'm going to assume that it's going to get released sometime next year. But yeah, but I recommend everyone to go check this out once it does get released. It's a lot of fun. It's definitely a crowd pleaser, and there's a lot to enjoy. I mean, it's a funny, an entertaining film that has a great satirical wit to it as well. And I will not be surprised at all if this actually becomes a big hit when it gets released. So overall, if I had to give Emo the Musical a rating, I give it 4 stars. It's a lot of fun. So moving right along now to the next film, which of course is the documentary Sunita. And what is this one about? I shall tell you. Winner of the Sundance Grand Jury Prize and Audience Award for World Cinema Documentary, Sunita tells the inspiring story of a gutsy, defiant 14-year-old Afghani refugee whose dream is to become the next Rihanna. But rather than money and fame, Sunita raps about misogyny and oppression, and when her estranged mother tries to sell Anita into a forced marriage, the subjects of her art suddenly become very real and dangerous. Now, what's funny, though, about Sunita, this one was a very, very last addition to my list. I was going through some other sort of recommendation lists that were being written prior to MIFF, you know, just to get an idea of what some films I wanted to check out. And I checked out this one list of the 7 documentaries you must see at MIFF this year. Pretty much most of the ones that were on it were ones I already had on my list anyway. But then I saw Sunita and I was like, okay, I haven't heard of this one. What's this one about? And once I read the plot summary, which was the one I described just there, I just thought, wow, this sounds really good and I need to check it out. And I love doing that, just actually going through the MIFF program and finding films that aren't necessarily on your radar, but when you actually sort of read up on just any random film that's in there, sort of do a bit of research and you stumble across something that you probably would not have actually gone to see if, you know, somebody kind of recommended it. And this is definitely one of those films for this year for me. So that's hence why it was the very last addition to my list. Now you're probably wondering, did this film actually work out? Was it as good as I expected it to be? And I have to say, it was. This one was definitely a really compelling and engaging documentary. And also, that's quite inspiring and also fascinating as well. And the young girl, Sunita, who's the subject of the doco, she is such a fantastic and compelling presence. The fact that she's this young 14 Afghani who wants to become a rapper, and she's actually really good. Like, you get to see, listen to all of her songs. Some, of course, that she actually did music videos for, others that she's just sitting there writing on her own. When you listen to her actual songs, she's actually a really gifted rapper, and her songs are so well-written, and it kind of just blew my mind that this young girl could write and rap as well as she does. But I guess when you sort of grew up in Afghanistan and then moving to Iran, that she has a lot of material, and sort of living in that sort of part of the world with the way that how women are treated. To me, it really just added a lot to the film and also to her songs, because you know there's an authenticity to them and that she's writing them from a very, very real place and personal place that just makes them just compelling. And the fact that we sort of follow her story through the film, and then once her mother, her strange mother comes into play and says that she has to go into an arranged marriage so that can, and the money from that, from being sold into marriage, will help her family. That's where the film really sort of gets to you, and you're just wondering, like, and you feel for Sunita at this time, because you're wondering, like, I mean, is she going to get sold into marriage, or is she going to try to escape and follow her dreams? Because she's so dead set on her dreams, and that you want her to succeed. And I'm not going to sort of spoil what happens in the rest of the doco, but one thing's for sure, you'll be rooting for Sunita throughout this entire film, and anything sort of bad that comes away, you just feel so on the edge of your seat about what's going to happen. And the film does a really good job at showing that. And also, I have to give credit, and then also, even the filmmakers behind this even do things that, you know, documentary filmmakers shouldn't be doing while they're making this film, in terms of, since, you know, documentary filmmakers have to take a bit of a stand back from their subject and not get personally involved. But there are times in the doco where even they're starting to question whether they should do something or not, and that even sort of elevated the film as well. Yeah, it was a really surprisingly well-made documentary. This one I definitely very much highly recommend everyone to check out. It's compelling, it's entertaining, and it's very riveting as well. And like I said, Sunita is such a great presence on screen that you just want to see more of her. And yeah, this one was definitely a surprise for sure. And like I said, think everyone should check this out once it gets released. Whether it's at a film festival or a general release or on DVD, video on demand or whatever, definitely seek this one out, because this one is really good. So if I had to give Sunita a rating, I'd give this one 4 stars as well. It's pretty damn good. So yep, that's the end of this 15th edition of my 2016 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and keep a lookout very soon to my 16th and final audio review, in which I will be reviewing the Dardenne Brothers' latest film, The Unknown Girl, and as well as the Studio Ghibli-produced French animated film The Red Turtle. So keep a lookout for that one, and I'll see you guys all later. See you, everyone. Bye.